For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Joshua Davis spent 20 years in the Lansing music scene with his band Steppin' In It before moving on to Traverse City and a solo career. You may have seen him on WKAR-TV's Backstage Pass program or as a finalist on NBC's The Voice. I talked with Joshua Davis by FaceTime last week about dropping a new live album at the Midwinter Singing Festival in East Lansing Friday night. We began with his song, Midnight Ghost.
This is a song that I wrote while I was in Lansing at Michigan State. And it's a lot of fun to play live. It's kind of a powerhouse.
Would you on that train, babe? Take the midnight ride. I'm gonna jump that train. Take the midnight ride. Jump that train, take the midnight ride. I ain't gonna leave here without you by my side. Pebbles at your window, rapping upon your gate. Oh, now pebbles at your window, rapping upon you.
Midnight Ghost by Joshua Davis. Why record this live album in Lansing? You've got a busy touring schedule. You had lots of options. Why Lansing?
There is something about a Lansing crowd. There's a hunger for real, you know, organic live music in that town.
Let's hear some more music. Tell me about Break of Day.
Break of Day is a song that that I put on a Steppin' In It record called Simple Tunes for Troubled Times. And since then, I've rearranged it. It's a tune that I wrote while we were on tour, and it kind of speaks to what Greg Brown calls the blandification of the nation, where it's, you know, you see the same kind of restaurants and stores all across the country, and it seems like people are happy with, you know, mediocrity as long as it's consistent.
Every day we roll from town to town, see another mom, papa just getting shut down. And it's the same five stars everywhere we go. It's the same damn music on the radio. Hey. But can we just hold out on the breaking day?
Break of Day by Joshua Davis from his new live album called Live at the Robin, recorded in Lansing last year. Joshua Davis joins us from Traverse City by FaceTime. Let's hear one more song from Live at the Robin by Joshua Davis. What's the inspiration behind the ghost of Richard Manuel?
Richard Manuel was the piano player and one of the singers for the band. And when I was a kid, my mom loved the band. She played their self-titled album, the Brown album, over and over when I was really young. And I didn't actually know about it. And then when I was in high school, a friend of mine gave me the record, a CD, and told me, you know, check this out. I think you're really going to love it. And I put it on. I remember this very specifically. I was driving in my car, and I put it on, and I knew every single word by heart. And I wasn't sure how I knew every word, you know. And later I talked to my mom and realized that we listened to that a ton. So the band has always been a huge influence of mine. The way that they meld a lot of different genres in American music together to form something that's uniquely their own, but it's basically rock and roll. And the imagery and the themes that they write about. I had read Levon Helm's autobiography, and Richard Manuel took his life in 1985, and he was always kind of this kind of mysterious, tragic figure to me.
In 1,000 empty bottles, in 100 burned out cars, in a house up in the Catskills, in all the honky-tonks and bars. Yelling on the way across the airways and all the way around this land, the ghost of Richard Manuel lives, walking like a natural man.
The ghost of Richard Manuel from Joshua Davis's new album Live at the Robin. Joshua opens the Midwinter Singing Festival Friday, February 1st at 7:30 with a show at the Hanna Community Center. Details about the festival can be found at singingfestival.com and Josh releases this new live album, Live at the Robin, recorded at the Robin Theater in Lansing's Rio Town that same day, next Friday. Joshua Davis, always great talking with you. Thank you and good luck.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott.